From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for an independent and transparent investigation into the deadly clashes along the Israel-Gaza border that left 15 Palestinians dead, injured about 1,400 others, including 750 injured by live fire. Riyad Mansour is the Palestinian ambassador to the UN. He says the Palestinians were peacefully protesting.
These peaceful demonstrators posed no threats whatsoever to Israel or its heavily armed soldiers. Yet, its trigger-happy soldiers used live ammunition, tear gas, and rubber bullets to shoot indiscriminately at those non-violent protesters who were demonstrating inside the Gaza Strip near their side of the well-fortified barrier that separates them from Israel. How could that be condoned?
Israeli military accused the Palestinians of trying to carry out attacks under the cover of mass protest. There are conflicting reports about whether the main Syrian rebel group in eastern Ghouta near Damascus has agreed with Russia to leave the town of Douma, the largest and last remaining rebel-held town in the area. Russian-backed Syrian government forces have surrounded the city where tens of thousands of civilians live. Voting in Sierra Leone's presidential runoff election appeared to go smoothly and peacefully on Saturday. The current president, Ernest Bai Koroma, will be ending 2 5-year terms. Ballots were cast either for the ruling All People's Congress Party's candidate, Samora Kamara, or the Sierra Leone People's Party candidate, Julius Maada Bio. This is VOA News. Russia has ordered Britain to cut more than 50 people from its diplomatic and technical staff in Russia. Earlier, the Kremlin expelled 59 diplomats from 23 Western countries in retaliation for the collective Western expulsion of Russian diplomats. This is the result of what analysts refer to as a tit-for-tat effort by Russia and other nations in the aftermath of the nerve agent poisoning of a former Russian double agent and his daughter in the British city of Salisbury. Moscow contends it had nothing to do with the incident. U.S. is welcoming an upcoming summit between the leaders of North and South Korea ahead of a planned meeting between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. We get more now from VOA's Cindy Sain.
President Donald Trump surprised many when he warned he might hold up a free trade agreement with South Korea, which had been successfully renegotiated just the day before, until a deal is made with North Korea on its nuclear program. But Trump still sounded upbeat about his own planned summit with Kim Jong-un.
And we're moving along very nicely with North Korea. We'll see what happens. Certainly the rhetoric has calmed down just a little bit, would you say?
Amid a flurry of diplomatic activity in the region, State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the U.S. feels Kim's unexpected trip to China makes a successful Kim-Trump summit even more likely. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
President of the International Olympic Committee Thomas Bach has concluded a 3-day visit to North Korea, describing that trip as very fruitful. He met with Kim Jong-un and the two discussed North Korea's athletes participating in future Olympic Games.
We have an agreement with regard to the participation of athletes from the DPRK in the Olympic Games Tokyo 2020, as well as in the Olympic Winter Games Beijing 2022.
Kim expressed gratitude to the IOC for its assistance to North Korean athletes in the recent Winter Olympic Games in South Korea. Pope Francis led an Easter vigil service baptizing 8 adults, including a formerly undocumented Nigerian migrant beggar who became a hero when he disarmed an Italian thief wielding a cleaver. Francis has made defense of migrants a key part of his papacy. The Pope traditionally welcomes new members of the church during the Saturday night service. Later today, Easter Sunday, the Pope will be celebrating Mass and deliver his twice-yearly Urbi et Orbi blessing to the city and to the world. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.